the vaccination numbers with the target for 16 years and 16 and 17 years. No, it's now 16 years and above. That is now saying 16 right up to 100 and whatever. The those that are willing and around over 16. It's now 495,564. That is now our target. So you can do the math and get the 60% of that. So it therefore lowers our vaccination coverage, because whatever we would have done before, once you increase the denominator, it means that the output comes down. So with dose one coverage, now using the new or revised target, wait, what is this happening here? And bring a cheap phone, but it happens. Now I don't know what's happening to my phone. Gentlemen, we are facing a technical challenge. Right, what is the numbers? I was saying the dose one vaccinated now is 263,202, which translates to 53.1% of the new target, and the dose two vaccinated is 233,555, which comes down now to 47.1%. From the 15th of November, Monday, that is 2 days ago, we started going to schools where the bulk of the 16 and 17 year olds are found, and we are vaccinating them with the assistance of some partners, Organization for Public Health Initiatives and Development, commonly known as OFID, supporting some of the activities there. But we also have our own teams as usual, and we think we are making progress. We may be able to give you daily updates if they are possible, but using the people that I have referred to, the risk communication pillar, they also work with our corporate communications UNESISA, to actually disseminate any information to the community. So I think this is in brief what we are doing with vaccinations in the city and COVID response. The rapid response team is still there and active, but the numbers were scaled down. One time we had 10 of them teams, but I think now we are running around with between 2 and 3, depending on the figures. But like today when we have 10, so it means tomorrow we are searching for contacts of these 10. And usually each case can raise any number up to 10 contacts. So you may be looking at following up to 30 people here. So the teams may then be revised accordingly. I think that's one of the things that happened with COVID-19. Like I said, I'm on leave from Monday until the Friday, the other week, the first Friday of December. I'll only be back on the first Monday of December at work. So either the PMD or Mrs. Ziva can then be communicating with you on these issues whilst I'm away. So I do not know whether we have any questions or clarifications, ladies and gentlemen. I can see a hand there, red shirt or yes, madam. Yes.
I understand that our vaccination uptake is a bit on the low. It's been going down in the past weeks, or maybe should I say the past month, as compared to when it was first offered. So I also heard that some of our vaccination doses are expiring because there are very few takers for them in the city. And my question is on how this could possibly affect our set targets for achieving
in the community. So if there are fewer people coming for vaccination, how much is it going to affect our targets? And are we still in line or on time to meet these targets that have been set by the city?
We, like I gave you the last figures, for those one we are already at 53.something%, meaning we're about just below 7% to the target for those one. And the other one is 47.1%. So again, you're looking at about 13%. We may reach the target probably even when the uptake is good amongst the 16 to 17 year old age groups. If it's good in that age group, I cannot comment now because they only started on Monday, and like I said, from Monday I'm on leave, so I've not been in touch with the figures there deliberately, lest I be construed as trying to interfere whilst I'm away. But generally, that is the plan, is that we clear off the 16 and 17 year olds and then see who remains behind unvaccinated. The increase in vaccination uptake was, we think and probably suspect that it was due to the fear. We all know how the third wave was. It hit us so hard. And those that believed that there was no COVID, or if there was COVID, it didn't kill, they saw the COVID and they saw the death. So that probably pushed the people towards vaccination. So we think maybe if we get the fourth wave, which we don't pray for or hope for, and people may then come forward and get vaccinated. But as long as people are not afraid of anything, you can say what? Fear is the universal emotion. So as a result, the people may not turn up. That is our suspicion, that people will not turn up if they are not afraid of anything. Because they will say, I survived the first, the second, and the third, and I'm not vaccinated. Why should I vaccinate now? There is that.